Good morning. Our question today is, when it comes to the Isra of Yichud, is there a minimum amount of time that the man and woman have to be together in Yichud in order to violate a prohibition of Yichud? Or is it any amount of time, even a second? How about if they are in Yichud together for a second, is there still an Isra of Yichud? So there's actually a hakira, question, two ways to look at this. In Shulchan Aruch, the language when he talks about the prohibition of Yichud, is, he says as follows, Asur liyisyachad im erva ma'arayos, it's prohibited to have be in Yichud with somebody, to be in solitude together, a man and woman, shedavar zegorim legalos erva, because this will cause them to have an illicit relationship together. So the question then is the concern that they will have that relationship right then, and accordingly there's a minimum amount of time, or that it could simply engender loving feelings between them that may come out at a different point. And if that's the concern, it could be even a small amount of time that there would be a prohibition of Yichud. So that is what we have to try to understand. So interestingly, if we look in Shas, if we looked in the Rishonim, if we look in the Torah, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, there is not a mention of a minimum time requirement in order to violate the prohibition of Yichud. So the implication then is, any small amount of time, even a few seconds together with Yichud, would violate the prohibition of Yichud. That is would be the simple understanding. If it doesn't say that there's a minimum amount of time, there is no minimal amount of time, and the prohibition is basically immediate. And the example for something like this would be is somebody is at home and he's learning in his office, his home office, he's working, whatever it may be, and his wife goes out for a short amount of time, forgets that there's a cleaning lady there, and immediately when she leaves the front door, there's a problem, maybe, of Yichud, even the shortest amount of time. So, in fact, there is a similar area of halacha that maybe we can borrow this concept that there is a minimum amount of time required in order to violate the prohibition of Yichud. And that is when we look at the sota. The sota is when a man has a concern that his wife is having a relationship with another man. So this is talked about in the first Mishnah in sota, that he can warn her, I don't want you to be with that man. I don't want you talking with that man. I don't want you to be in seclusion with that man. It's a discussion of what the warning is, that he gives her a warning. Don't be secluded. It's given in front of two Edim, and then in front of two witnesses. And then it goes on to say that if she violates that warning and she goes and is in solitude with that man, the Beis HaSeser, she is alone with that man for the amount of time, Kedei Tuma. Kedei Tuma is the amount of time that it would take to do the act. Then we have to assume something happened and she would be prohibited to her husband. And there is a question in the Gemara, what does that mean, Kedei Tuma, the amount of time it would take? So there's a number of opinions that are brought there, and Rabbi Akiva is of the view that it's the amount of time that it would take to, it's in one brice, there are actually two brices that conflict. In one brice it says the amount of time it would take to eat an egg, and the other brice says, no, it's the amount of time that it would take to fry the egg, to roast the egg, litzlos based, to roast the egg. So we have a steer, and the Gemara indeed asks that question. There were a number of opinions brought in the Gemara, and a number of them had steeras, and here we have the steera in Rabbi Akiva. Which is it? Is it the amount of time to eat the egg? Is it the amount of time to roast the egg? And in fact, the Gemara says it's actually both. It would be the amount of time to both roast the egg and eat it too. And the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Sota says as follows, it's known that when we have a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Chaveiro and another of the Gedolim in the Mishnah and the Gemara, then we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and indeed in the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Now, this is not in the halachas of Yichud. This is in the halachas of Sota, that if we have a steer, if we have the woman who has been warned, and she goes and she is in solitude together with that man, seclusion is the word, not solitude, seclusion together with that man she was warned about by her husband, and they are together, the amount of time, Kedei Tuma, that is the amount of time it takes to roast that egg and eat it too, then she is going to be prohibited to her husband. So in fact, the poskim have a machlokas whether we borrow the standard of the sota, Kedei Tuma, and use that in the halachas of Yichud as well. So the shita of those who are machmir when it comes to yichud, who are of the view that there is no minimum amount of time, that even the shortest amount of time is a prohibition of yichud, do not borrow that standard. And in fact, the Ma'aril Diskin writes that there's an isra of yichud even less than the time of Kedei Tuma. The Tshuvas Betzel HaChochma agrees with that. The Chalkas Yaakov says that we don't find in Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim that there is any minimum amount of time for Yichud. In other words, it's going to be nothing. A few seconds would be an Isser Mashma de Isser Yichud Af Bishaud Me'at Aser. The implication is that being in Yichud together, a man and woman, even in a short, very short amount of time, would be prohibited. So that is the Shita of the Machmirim, that we do not borrow this minimum standard from the Sota. On the other hand, we do have some Poskim scheme who apply the standard from the Sota, Kedei Tuma, just like the standard is if she is in seclusion together with the man she was warned to not be secluded about, and for the time of Kedei Tuma, and we paskin that that is litzlos habea v'goma, to roast the egg and eat it too. Then there are poskim who are lenient and apply that standard in the halachas of yichud as well. So the Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer says any yichud that doesn't have that amount of time, that doesn't have the amount of time of Kedei Tuma, will not be an Isra of Yichud. Rav Moshe Feinstein fundamentally agrees to that. Diane Weiss and his Mincha Yitzchok agrees that with that as well. So on a high level, where we are now, is there a minimum amount of time for Yichud that is required? Is a machlokas, a very important machlokas of the poskim. Some poskim are machmir and say any small amount of time. Other poskim borrow the standard from the Sota and say if that they are together for the amount of time of Kedei Tuma, then there is, and only then is there a prohibition of yichud and amitra. Some in the shita of the leniency of the mekilim that say there is a minimum shear of time. What is that amount of time in minutes? That will, Amir Tz Hashem, be our discussion tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.